again. This is the old, old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program number 204 in a series of 260 chapters that tells the happening and the people who made things happen over the past 50 years here since 1946, the WHKP years. We follow the same format as that used with the great Frank Fitzsimmons, so we call the series simply Where Fitz Left Off. And this week, we are highlighting people on the WHKP staff who have involved themselves and the station in impacting the community within these past 50 years. And today, William S. Prim. Most newcomers know Bill Prim only as the contentious and sometimes cantankerous host of a daily talk show here every morning. If my memory serves me correctly, it was back in the 60s when I first became acquainted with William S. Bill Prim. He was working as sales manager of Brunson Furniture Company back then, coming here from his hometown Mecklenburg County area. However, his credentials included his wife Margaret, who just happened to be the daughter of Fred S. Justice, who not only had been active with the historical landmark, the Justice Pharmacy, but had also served as chairman of the Henderson County Commissioners. Margaret's sister's husband, Bill Watts, also worked for Brunson's. In servicing the Brunson account, I remember vividly Bill Prim's skill just in label penmanship. With ease and no time involved, Prim could mark the labels with a neat and professional lettering that impressed me almost as much as my professor at Texas A&M, who could with freehand draw a perfect circle. I got to know Bill in the VFW, where he was elected commander, and in 1968 was elected National Deputy Chief of Staff. Prim was elected president of the Hendersonville Merchants Association in 1969. In the same year, he would accept being vice chairman of the United Fund campaign. He would be president of the Chamber of Commerce in 1980. And to loyal listeners of WHKP who have followed Bill Prim and his daily talk show, it might just come as a shock that Bill Prim is a lay preacher. And his service in the VFW caused him to be selected as the All-American Commander of the VFW. In 1971, following the death of County Commissioner M.K. Sinclair, Bill Prim was elected to become a member of the County Board of Commissioners. More than 30 names were submitted to the County Commission, and this list was narrowed to 3 by the Henderson County Republican Executive Committee, and from the 3 names, Clyde Jackson and Gene Staton, the incumbent commissioners, chose Bill as the successor to M.K. Sinclair. Now, Bill Prim was not content to serve just as a sitting commissioner. He became involved in a campaign against junk cars and junk car lots, which ultimately got the attention of the region and also the state of North Carolina. We'll cover that junkyard ordinance next week. In the volatile transition between the old Upper French Broad Commission and the new successor Region B, Bill Prim became vice chairman of the commission. Mayor Charles Campbell of Brevard was named as chairman. The Upper French Broad Commission and the successor Region B worked through the Appalachian Commission and was able to secure approval of hundreds of thousands of dollars for the public library, Blue Ridge College, the Waterline Project for Saluda, and the Henderson County Public Library. For many years, WHKP had presented editorial comment by Larry Freeman. It was a tremendous success. But illness had sidelined Larry, and for several years, we had no public affairs program. Art Cooley and I had talked of the need of an interactive programming vehicle, and we had plenty of people who would agree to sit in the spotlight of a community moderator activist, but virtually none had experience or any historical knowledge of the county's past. The few who did possess the qualifications simply did not want to be involved with the emotional and controversial demands a daily talk show would levy upon them. Well, you can imagine my surprise the morning Bill Prim walked in, and I was advised by Art that he had sold his interest in Spearman and Prim Furniture, and though he would continue to work with them as a consultant, he would be full-time involved with the station doing a new talk show. Nothing could have made me happier. Bill Prim had the maturity and the knowledge of Henderson County's past. Bill Prim was also a conservative, which would tend to offset the very liberal slant of the New York Times-owned and operated Times News. And I knew Bill Prim was qualified. I'd heard him speak. I'd heard him MC. I'd heard him debate. And I wouldn't have been shy about putting Bill Prim up against the entire staff of the Times News when it involved matters involving Henderson County. He not only was as good as I thought he would be, he was superlative. What a wonderful memory for the seventh child of a seventh child who was lucky enough to have been born here, the good sense never to leave, and a job he's loved all his life. Sursum corda as we approach the next 50 years.